Let's do this now. It's not always be easy being an herbal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but we need to unburden ourselves. We can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270, but right now it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned, my friend.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, I just keep seeing Tom DeLay in my mind.
Well, yes, that's disturbing.
And he's smiling. Why is that guy smiling, Brother Riley? He's been indicted for God's sakes, but he's still the same old belligerent, arrogant control freak he's always been.
I know, he's shameless.
He's bullying and smug and completely oblivious to criticism.
Yeah, he's some piece of work.
And you know what else?
What's that?
It's fantastic, Riley. I think everything Tom DeLay stands for is completely repellent. But God, look at him. He just stands there and fires right back at us, even when he's posing for his mugshot. His mugshot, Riley. What incredible, gigantic nads this guy has.
Do you really admire someone who abuses their power like he has?
Yes. Yes, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of whining. I'm tired of apologizing and all that crap. I want to run roughshod over everyone like he does. Why can't I be the progressive hammer?
Because hammer is wrong, and you know that.
So? Look how committed he is. Tom DeLay actually believes the stuff that comes out of his mouth, and he's not ashamed of it. He doesn't question it, and he's going to keep at you until you believe it, too.
That doesn't mean they're right.
No, I know, but guys like him just keep coming at you, and they just keep coming until you get to a point where they drain you, and, you know, all you want to do is take a nap or go see a movie or read a book. It seems like you got two choices, register Republican or lie down and wait for them to roll right over you. We can't win, man. Game over, dude. Game
over.
You
seem to be experiencing a serious crisis of faith here, Mark. Luckily, there's someone I can call when special cases like this come up. There's someone who wants to talk to you.
All right, but there's no one who can help me now.
Hey, Mark.
Bill Clinton, is that you?
Hey, yeah, buddy. You're kind of bumming me out a little bit. What's with all the negativity, man?
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Hey, it's okay, man. We all get down sometimes. The hammer's more bark than bite anyway. Don't ever forget that. And we got elections coming up, too. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Elections?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, we need you, Mark.
Okay.
Don't give up on us, buddy.
Okay.
We'll all be smiling soon enough. Hang in there, baby. I'm going to talk to you soon. You're the best.
Wow. Well, thank you, Brother Riley. I needed that. As usual, Clinton's right. What was I thinking, man?
You have to remember, it's not just you. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Wow. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. 2270. We'll take your confessions in a moment. 16 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Join the Morning Sedition. Right now, call 866-303-2270.
What?
That's 866-303-2270.
You don't know until you've tried this.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Damn good.
Past the hour, it's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Malik Rahim on. He is a ex-Black Panther and a New Orleans resident. He's going to join us in the studio to discuss the ongoing relief efforts in New Orleans. Right now, we're taking confessions on the phone, 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Let's go to Keith, listening here in New York City to WLIB. Keith, what is your confession?
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Brother Mark.
Yeah,
Brother
wow.
Mark. Hi, this is pretty bad.
Your heart sounds heavy, my son.
My name may or may not be Keith, but
okay.
I have to be kind of anonymous. I teach in a local medical school here, and which name should remain anonymous. It
mm-hmm.
may or may not start with a C and end with an A.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a resident that I've been supervising, and I've been nice to him.
Yeah. That doesn't sound so bad yet.
He's yet. Roger Ailes' son-in-law.
Uh-oh. And you've been nice to him?
Well, I did get him the George Packer piece out of the New Yorker, but...
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to teach these these guys. They're going to be future doctors, and I...
What kind of student is he? Let's be honest.
Well, he's a good resident, I guess. I mean, I did tell the other resident that he looked like a Ken doll.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So you're starting a little slander
campaign.
But
now, is he really that tight with his in-laws? What do you think?
Yeah, actually, when I first met him, he had just come from a barbecue over at Roger Ailes' house.
Oh, that's tight.
Really? Were they barbecuing a Democrat?
Yeah, I think it was kittens.
Yeah, I hear they do that, those Ailes. The Ailes family eats kittens. I think that there's only one thing to do is, to secretly continue along the slander campaign that you've already started. Does he look like a Ken doll?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can go. Maybe you start dropping hints that he's not going to be a good doctor, that perhaps that, he father of a black baby out of wedlock's always good.
I can Carl Rove him?
Sure. His in-law is, one of the guys that taught Carl Rove how to do it. I think that you should. And then if worse comes to worse, maybe you should teach him a special medical technique. You know what I'm saying? Pull him aside and give him the... Well, here's a couple of tips that a lot of people don't know about performing this particular medical technique. I'm not saying to plant seeds for perhaps future malpractice suits, which are going to be harder to bring against doctors who do that because of Republican legislation, but I don't think that's out of bounds.
I think that that's a good plan. I feel better already.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Keith. I'm glad we could help out.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Yes.
Mark, up next we got Carl from Asheville, North Carolina. He's got a confession he wants to give to you.
Carl, what's your confession, Carl?
Hey, Carl.
Well, I'm a lifelong Democrat. My wife, I married 17 years ago, is a lifelong Republican, and that's in and of itself is
difficult.
Bad, but
yeah.
We were trying to spice things up a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
So I asked her if she wouldn't mind dressing up occasionally like Ann Coulter. Well, that was pretty good for a while. I was kind of having my way with her, so to speak. She was a nice little blonde wench.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
but then she asked me to, would I mind dressing up like John Edwards?
Uh-huh.
And things really got out of hand. She turned mean on me.
So
the stuff started hurting a little bit, and the password wasn't working much anymore.
Oh my goodness!
So I got all these strange marks I got to explain at work to the guys, and I'm running out of ideas.
Oh, Lord.
So what do I do?
I'm just trying to figure out, which sin do we address?
Yeah, man.
Well, I
was in your town this past weekend.
In boiling oil or something.
I don't know.
What's that?
Should I just go ahead and jump in a big vat of boiling oil and get it over with?
Well, no, it seems that I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go back in there with the John Edwards the hair on and maybe put on some chaps and a leather jacket and then show her who's boss.
Yeah.
I think that you should, no matter how good it feels, after a certain point, if the password's not working and Ann Coulter, your wife is dressed as Ann Coulter and she's beating you up, I think it's time. You got to teach her a lesson. Carl, that's all there is to it. You can't take this anymore. You got to teach her a lesson wearing a... You know what? Why don't you do a John Kerry outfit in fatigues and teach Ann Coulter a lesson?
Yeah.
How's that?
Tell your wife you're reporting for duty.
Yes.
Maybe there's a way out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be the swift move veteran.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, buddy. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Glad we could help you out.
I told you those folks in Asheville.
You bet. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
These folks in Asheville are different, I'll tell you that. I found that out this past weekend.
Well, thank you for all your confessions, all two of them. That was exciting, and those were good ones. And
that was my personal favorite confession in the history of our liberal confessionals.
Well, I think that we saved him. I think that he's going to go out and get himself some secondhand army outfit.
But I think there's some underlying anger issues there, guys. I mean, this is his wife who he loves, and so to spice things up, he had her dress up as someone that he hates, Ann Coulter.
No, I don't know. I think that somehow or another sex is difficult to understand. But I think that maybe he's got to stop being the victim and stand up for himself.
There you go.